Welcome to the OA Light a Candle Meeting Podcast. Visit our website at www.oalaig.org, where you'll find three separate speaker feeds with over 200 speaker files, forms for ordering CDs for these speakers, and a place to donate to keep this special service active. I would now like to introduce our speaker for tonight, Nancy.
My name is Nancy Beecham, and I am a compulsive overeater and a 100-pounder.
Hi, Nancy.
When I first came into Overeaters Anonymous, June 28, 1976, very shortly after, some almost 33 years this October, there was a thing called a gathering in Santa Barbara. The gathering was made up of people from the Anonymous programs, and at that time, there wasn't a whole lot of 12-step programs. But it was led mostly by the people of Alcoholics Anonymous, and then a lot of people from Overeaters Anonymous got to be like the co-leaders, and we kind of led the meetings, but they were our speakers. And I heard a woman get up, and she said something that kept me here forever. Overeaters Anonymous did not open up the gates of heaven and let me in. Overeaters Anonymous slowly opened up the gates of hell and began to let me out. And when I came to Overeaters Anonymous, I was truly at that kind of bottom. I've heard it described in AA meetings by some of their gurus as a man who comes in with his teeth out, peeing in his pants, hiding in the bushes, who's kind of coached into the meeting and given a cup of coffee and asked to read chapter 5. Why, he's honored. And he's so thrilled and he can't wait for the next 5-6 hours to go by for that room to open again for another meeting because he has nowhere to go. And for many people that come in like that, they do very well here. Because I believe this is a program that only out of desperation do you get to sail free from the beginning. I think this is a program that has many, many bottoms. And I am very honored because when I came in, there were rooms such as these, packed where you had to come an hour early, standing room only. And there's just a few of us. They kind of call us dinosaurs now. I don't feel like a dinosaur, but it's true. And I hear a lot of ramblings in Overeaters Anonymous about changing things. I hear a lot of people, in fact, I just walked off of our intergroup board because I personally got a little upset because they were talking about some of the ways we do things that they're too antiquated and they need to do them. You know, my saying is this: leave Overeaters Anonymous alone. It's worked in Alcoholics Anonymous for over 75 years. Add to it. But don't change it. Don't take away our very foundations. And please, please, make sure that those of us who have been here a long time do not walk out of one of these meetings without talking to you about the fact that there are 12 steps. And that we should make sure you know what all 12 are before you leave here tonight. And I hope tonight, before I finish, that I talk to you about the principles of the steps. So if one of you cares to get a little well, that you can write about one of those principles and be on your way. And that I tell you there's concepts and ways to live your life. And by doing service in Overeaters Anonymous, you know what? You might get a career. I know somebody who started being treasurer of a meeting who has his own accounting firm now. I know that I got a job at LA Magazine ended up in advertising for a while because I was doing the public information for our intergroup for so long, you know. And we start to get choices here. We get our choices of relationships because sadly I found out here that there's not some people who aren't so nice. There are some people who were tremendously nice, but it's up to me to make those decisions. And as a person who came in here, well, not exactly hooked up, you know, I tended to find the people who weren't doing so well made me feel a little better. And the truth is, I had to learn little by little to walk away, and that's been very hard for me. I get as well as who I eat with, and I end up getting as well as who I hang out with. I can adore every one of you, and I will tell you right now from the bottom of my heart, I'm not one of these speakers that doesn't give you my phone number. In fact, I brought cards with my name and phone number, so there'll be no excuse. But the truth is, I will go to hell for you if you want to work the steps, but I won't go to hell with you if you don't. No. And that's just how I feel about Overeaters Anonymous. And I want to tell you that when I first came in my first year, I went to another meeting and I heard this guy named Clancy I, who already was pretty legendary in AA, and Clancy was talking about, you know, I'm going to speak at this Overeaters Anonymous People's Convention next week. And he'd go, I don't know, Chuck C. and I are going, and I don't know, maybe it's Fatties Anonymous, I don't know.